well on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Tuesday, October 10th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Bill Ogden, spokesperson for Tactical Civics. Good morning, Bill.
Morning, sir. How are you?
We're doing great, and I wanted to have you on today to introduce to the audience Tactical Civics. Get a little bit of a background. Where did Tactical Civics start? Where did it come from?
Dave Zuniga and a group of others, including his brother Oscar, sat down and worked out what's called the America Again Trust. Tactical Civics is the action arm of that. It is a set of solutions to be implemented to restore lawful governance. We're going to enforce the Constitution for a change. That's the origin of it.
And this is done, as the website tacticalcivics.com says, and there's many photographs of different chapters around the country, taking back, fixing our country one county at a time. This is a county-by-county effort, correct, Bill?
We're going to take control at the county level, and the rationale for that's pretty simple. This country was built from the county level up. The last thing, the cap block, if you will, is the federal government. It is also the least thing. The main thing, the bedrock, is the family. It's God, the family, your community, your county, your state, and last, your federal government. And so if we're going to exert an influence and a control on how things are run, how our affairs are handled, how we govern, not how we are governed, how we govern, we the people, we're going to have to do that at the county level.
Now, one of the interesting components to this is obviously vetting elected officials, exposing them to Tactical Civics, and getting them to understand that this is a process, this is a plan, this is well thought out. Explain the number of hours that was invested in this process, creating Tactical Civics. Explain the history, the background of what they did in putting all this information together.
The people behind America Again Trust put 44,000 hours or a huge amount of effort in. They continue to work behind the scenes on revisions as needed, and they're minor. I take great confidence in that. It wasn't a once and done, but people are still thoughtfully and prayerfully considering what they've done here and adjusting it to tighten down the accuracy. I have a mechanical background, so I just think going back through, run it for a half hour, and then let's see if those bolts are still tight, kind of a thing.
Sure.
And so they're still on the move doing that. I'm on the chapter growth end of the spectrum. Our first step is to build our numbers in each county to be effective and accepted as a new way of life. And then, of course, learn accurate history and civics and mission tactics and strategy. We've got to do all that first. I've been telling people, you know, Eisenhower put all those men, machines, and supplies in Britain first, and then they went to Normandy. What they didn't do was send a dinghy across with five guys to see how it goes.
Right.
We're gonna do this deliberately, in concert, in an orderly fashion. We're not going to do anything rash, hasty, unthought out, but we're also not going to dawdle. I don't believe in dawdling. There's no reason why we can't assemble our chapters quickly.
Absolutely. We're going to get into that part of it, the strategy of all of it. Again, we're talking with Bill Ogden from Tactical Civics. You can go to their website while we have this interview, tacticalcivics.com. You can look at the website. There's an 11-minute video there. Don't watch it now. Watch it after the show today at noon this evening. Sit down with your wife, others, watch the video, understand it better, and then we're going to talk about taking action and getting involved. So with that, Bill, appreciate you staying through the break. 3 minutes with our commercials. We'll be right back. Bill Ogden from Tactical Civics. I'm Chuck Arandy. We'll be right back.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
You've never seen the internet like this before. Blazing fast connection, symmetrical upload and download speeds, unlimited access, affordable rates, and no contracts. Delivered by your trusted local cooperative, Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. PIE&G Connect will transform the way you live, work, and play in rural Michigan. There's fast internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Show your interest at PIEGConnect.com.
Everybody, welcome back. Continuing on with Bill Ogden from Tactical Civics. Bill, I want to move into that operational phase of what's happening with Tactical Civics. You guys are organizing, creating chapters, asking volunteers to come and be part of Tactical Civics at the county level across the entire country. Explain the plan, the process, where you're hoping to get 7 active chapters in each state. Explain that process to the audience.
What we're going to do is grow chapters. We need to reach a critical mass before we move into what we call phase two. Phase one is grow and educate. Phase two then will be moved with ordinances to county level and so on. So the process here is to either individually or in groups invite people in, give them a brief overview, and help them join and engage. It's not just join, it's join and engage. And engagement right now is growth. We have to have sufficient numbers. We've set a target number of 0.5% in a given county, and that has utility on down the line when it comes to certain petitions and causing grand juries to be seated. I expect to be somewhere about 2.5 times that number by the time we get sufficient numbers across the country organized. And I say that because I sit in the largest county chapter in the Republic and in the largest state chapter in the Republic. So I figure we're going to continue to be at the tip of the spear, point of the vanguard here. That's why they have me talk to you, because we're the ones getting this done.
Now, this is in what county of Pennsylvania?
Clearfield County.
Okay. And what's your population for that county?
80,000.
Okay, so 0.5% of that, basically, you're looking at, what, 400 people?
Yep.
So 400 people in your county, and based on how long have you been actively engaged in tactical civics in that county, and how many members do you currently have engaged?
I heard Dave Zuniga speak in March on what they call the Three Amigos podcast, Scott McKay, Nino Rodriguez, and Mike Jayco. And I took the rest of the month of March to get my head wrapped around what we're doing and have moved forward. I was the first guy in the county. There's going to be 100 of us by the end of the week this week.
And you just did this starting in March of this year?
Yep.
So you've been doing this roughly about 7 months. And you're going to be up over 100 out of 400 is the goal. And
yep.
You're continuing to hold these meetings and going to different parts of the county and engaging different groups, I'm sure. And as people get informed, engaged, they come online and participate. When do you think, based on momentum and growth, when do you think you'll reach your goal of 400 Patriots there in your county?
End of the, what is this, October? Yeah, give me to the end of January.
Okay.
Let me tell you what I did. You're in UP, and you have...
No, I'm Northwest Lower, but we do talk to folks in the UP.
Okay. Well, I started up here all alone. There were no group meetings. There were, you know, we had the online organization. I had a guy in the southwestern corner of the state, Jeff Graham, wonderful man who I could talk to on the phone. I had the book, The Great We Set, which I would recommend everybody get and read. It's 102 pages explaining the plan. When you join, you can read it online if you'd prefer, or listen to the audio book. But it lays out step by step what we're looking to accomplish and why. It's very well thought out. When I heard the author speak about it, I bought the book before that show was over and read it pretty fast, because it was the first set of solutions I found. But I'm sitting here all by myself, and the question is, how do I draw other people in? And this is what I hit upon. I took that 11-minute video, and I began to share it with people. Why should I explain this when I can have a video that'll do it?
Sure.
I can explain it. I can go on quite at length. However, why would I when I have that 11-minute video? So I ask some simple questions. We break the ice, ask how you're doing. You go on hunting season. Yep, I've been out archery hunting yet. That's the season we're in now. Then I get your permission to ask three obvious questions. Do you think there's too many criminals and not enough public servants in government? That's usually a yes. Do you think
right.
the servants could use some supervision and the criminals need consequences? That's usually a bigger yes.
Yep.
Do you think somebody should finally do something about it for once? Absolutely. That's why I joined Tactical Civics. It's a set of solutions for that set of problems. If I sent you an 11-minute video, would you watch it? That should be a yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to send you the tacticalcivics.com web link. If you like what you see and you have $5, go ahead and join Tactical Civics. But regardless, I'll call you back in 2 days. Randy, I did that once per day starting March 31st. By the end of April, 10 people had joined. That's one every third day.
Yep.
And I thought it should have been faster than that, but I discerned a couple things. About one-third of the population has their head in the sand, think this will pass, doesn't want to get involved, whatever. Okay. Another one-third is emotionally and or financially vested in what they believe the solution is. Convention of states, political parties, certain candidates, whatever. They think they've got this all dialed in, and I'm not going to argue with them. It's that other third I'm looking for. I repeated that process in May, and then three of us got together on a Zoom call and scheduled our first event in June. We had 47 people the first event, 45 people the second event in the same room the next week, 38 people up the road 2 weeks later, 123 at a larger event up on top of the mountain, 75 two or three weeks later at another event in the middle of nowhere, 60 here locally, 60 in the city 30 miles away. I mean, the numbers just show up, and I maintain that every day the enemy does something to enhance market conditions for what I'm doing.
Sure, absolutely. Now, I got a text message. Texas Red, he's listening to us down in Porter, Texas. He asked the author of the great We Set, I believe, isn't that David Zuniga?
That is David Zuniga.
The founder.
Founder.
Now, one of the questions that we get all the time on this show is, I want to get involved, but I'm not sure how to get involved. I'm not sure what I can do. This Tactical Civics, I'm using it to vet candidates running for county commissioner across our listening area. I've got 9 counties that we talk to on this show in the northern lower peninsula and the eastern part of the UP. And this is something I'm showing them and saying, look at this 11-minute video, and I want you to understand that this is going to happen in these 9 counties up here in Michigan, because this is part of a plan that calls for the battle plan, if you will, I call it, that what you guys are hoping to do is to find 7 active chapters where each county has at least 0.5% of their population. For example, Antrim County, where I'm at, Bill, we've got 24,000. So I need 120 concerned citizens to step up and be part of this. When that happens, and then you do it in 7 states, 7 counties in 7 states, does that in the plan trigger phase 2?
When we move, when we have our numbers, whatever those numbers are, I spitball 10 by 10.
Okay.
You can, whatever you'd like.
Sure.
When we have critical mass, we're going to all move in the same 30-day period. Moving in the same 30-day period makes it not a bunch of rednecks in Michigan or a bunch of idiots in central Pennsylvania, but rather something is happening republic-wide. It has a very positive market effect because you'll find more people with courage when we're all moving at once. And it also will be effective in terms of getting it accomplished, because no one county will feel like they're odd for adopting the ordinances. Rather, this is happening all over the place. It's common. In other words, it'd be sort of like when the first people throw the voting machines in the ditch and get back to paper. It won't be hard for the next people to do it. Just take, when a brave man stands, it strengthens the spines of others.
And the process, so people understand, this will have media consequences. It'll get headlines. It won't just be like you say. We actually refer to ourselves as the Hicks and the Sticks north of 46. We don't go with rednecks. We don't get enough sun up here to be rednecks.
Right.
But the point is, this will get national attention when it happens.
Absolutely. Or it'll be completely and totally shut out. There's always that option. However, we're not going to rely on their mechanism to communicate. That's why Trucker Randy's here. We can talk
right
to you to communicate, but we're not going to rely on them. They have proven to be unreliable. Dave Zuniga says, and I paraphrase it a little different, by virtue of defeating the British in the Revolution, the mantle of government fell on the people, and we the people are sovereign, not individually, but collectively. But because I wanted to do farming and because you wanted to do trucking, we hired people to do our governmenting. We wrote a job description. the Constitution. We assign 17 specific functions in the job description to our federal government. Those people that we hire to do those things are called public servants. If they are failing to execute their functions, they're stealing time, they're criminals. If they're exceeding their 17, they're stealing authority, they're criminals. So we get that dichotomy, criminals versus public servants. I consider criminals to be the enemy. The enemy will do any number of things, including bribe media, not to cover the news, and so on. I don't have to list the litany of things that we know that goes on. They also have two major tools. One is deception or diversion, and the other is division. And so I've been telling people, the enemy are stealing from my dad. He's a Democrat. So I don't argue about Democrat, Republican anymore. They're stealing. They don't care what party you're in. They're just stealing right from you. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I believe that that they get the Democrat and Republican thing rolling back and forth so that they can steal, keeping us busy doing so. Every delinquent teenager knows if I can get mom and dad to argue, mom and dad aren't looking at the sketchy stuff they were doing this past weekend. That's how it works with criminals as well. We're just not going to give in. For vetting your candidates, I suppose the question might be, are you going to be comfortable governing with us? Are you going to be comfortable in your chair working with us? Because we, the people, always had a role in government. We abdicated it. Scripturally, there's all kinds of parables where the master returns and there's an accounting. We, the people, coming back is the return of the master. This was always, I say company, this was always my company. I was always in charge. They always worked for me. And if they're not doing the job, we're going to terminate them. And it's just really not any more complicated than that.
Right, exactly. And explaining to them how taking America back one county at a time, which is, again, the main slogan of tacticalcivics.com, this is just a common educational process that we've got to get the communities informed on and then get them engaged, like you say, on the website, and then explaining this to the politician as to what's coming once the plan is fully implemented. I want to have you wrap it up. Final thoughts, about 45 seconds.
Yeah, I'm explaining things to the people outside of government, the folks that know the rules of golf but not the Constitution. I'm reaching the people who are being governed against their will, a lot of them blue collar. You know, these are folks that have to shower after work. They're the folks that are taxed almost out of existence. They're just abused. They're the ones who get shipped overseas. They have to understand that they have a role in government, and they also have to then step up and assume their role in government, even though it's inconvenient. Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com lays it all out. Most information is from the inside out. Join, download all the books, and quit if you're so disposed. I'm looking for people who want to join and engage.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, if you want to see the list that Bill was referring to, just pull out your pocket constitutions, go to Article 1, Section 8, and you'll see the list enumerated right there as to what the federal government can do and what they can't do. So, Bill, we appreciate you coming on the show today. God bless you, sir. Stay strong. Keep fighting the good fight.
Thanks, Rick.
Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.